Our hands of hospitality are what Dave and Connie talk so eloquently about, are to grab the stranger. To grab the stranger. I love seeing people among us that I'm clueless who they are. Think about the biblical word hospitality just for a moment. Hospitality. Surgically remove the last three letters of the word hospitality and you get the word hospital. I did a paper in a New York hospital's ER for my Man as a Social and Cultural Being class in graduate school. I sat there for about 20 hours just examining people. It was part of the project. People were anxious. I heard deeply personal questions that normally only family members were privy to. Broken, suffering, fearful, dehumanized people walked through the doors to find refuge. We would do well to reflect on hospital spirituality. Hospital spirituality. A hospital is a place strangers go to and are transported to so that they can receive help and care and attention. Hospitals serve the stranger. The Good Samaritan, Moses Lake's hospital is called Samaritan. The Good Samaritan is a hospital story. A stranger and an enemy of the Good Samaritan is bandaged, transported, and provided financial support. And Jesus is the Good Samaritan in the story who dismounts the horse. He's a privileged person. He's riding in. And he kneels down. It's Maundy Thursday. And he washes wounds and pours oil on the beaten man. And he takes the beaten man and he lifts the beaten man to his place of privilege on top of the horse. And then he walks and leads that man into town to safety. He promises he will return and take care of any other needs. He will come again. What a picture of grace. When I had my accident in the ER, I had men and women I did not know cutting off my clothes when I had that accident. Didn't know, just scissors, there I was. And there they were. Hospitals welcome the stranger. Think of the word hospice. People weak and dying enter hospice care. Hospice care provides a team of people that embrace the stranger as they journey into the darkest and most difficult of life experiences. Hospitality is a combination of two words in the Greek. This is really important and it's pretty fascinating. The first part of the word is the word phileo, as in Philadelphia. It is the word brotherly love, relationship. The second word, that brotherly love, that phileo, is superglued to is xenos. That's the word stranger. Brotherly love strangers is the meaning of hospitality. I love that. Brotherly love strangers. The word stranger is used by Paul in what was just read in Ephesians 2. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, that's being an enemy, excluded from citizenship in Israel, you were outsiders, and you were foreigners or strangers. Same word in the Greek. It gets translated both ways. To the covenant of promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now Christ Jesus, in Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by His death. This is the hospitality of the cross. It's a brotherly love strangers. Paul starts with saints, share with God's people, and then he broadens it to foreigners, to strangers, to refugees, and that's hospitality. Now, I want to say, you know, sometimes what happens when I write sermons, just so you know, sometimes I just go and I just start putting it all down. As much as it's coming in my head, it just flows. And I think, I don't even really know if this makes sense. And then sometimes I look back and I say, wow, that has the stamp of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not making that. I was just like, it's just like, okay, good. That happened on this sermon. See, I want to change our church name. We can debate that, but I think it would be a good thing. Wouldn't it be fantastic when asked, so what church do you attend? That we could say, oh, I attend the Stranger Presbyterian Church on Ivy Street. It has a ring to it. And, you know, there is another Presbyterian church, so we are strange here. I know that. And we're the stranger of the Presbyterian churches in town. And that does make us the Stranger Presbyterian Church. But what if it was our passion and our vision as a people of God in this community, our heartbeat to exude hospitality as the Bible talks about it? The Brotherly Love Stranger Presbyterian Church. I can't believe you're not Pentecostal enough or whatever. I should be having people clapping and saying amen on that. I mean, can we begin to pray that our hearts drip with hospitality, causing us to reach out to strangers with our hands? Five times we said, share with God's people who are in need and practice hospitality. And I want you to know the word practice, it's a weak word in translation. King James is the worst. It says given to hospitality. But a better word that would be is pursue hospitality, it says. It says seek hospitality. The word practice in practice hospitality, it's a word used in war. In hunting, for those of you who hunt, you are pursuing something until you catch it. We are to hunt it down like our lives depended on it. Pursue hospitality. 11 Palestinians executed 11 Israeli athletes during the 1972 Olympics in Munich. We remember the stories. We've probably seen the movie. And then a secret Israeli squad hunted, pursued, found, and sought out the assassins, and they killed them all over the world. Hunt down hospitality as if you're avenging the murder of a best friend by a terrorist. That's the passion of the word. Pursue hospitality. We are told not to wait for the stranger to show up on our doorsteps. We are to go find them. Pursue hospitality. May our hearts be so filled with the vision of the hospitable God that welcomes us into His life, into the heart of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the heart of hospitality, that we passionately pursue strangers and saints to share the life of God with. The Stranger Presbyterian Church. Frank, I want a t-shirt. Thank you. True story in closing. Hospitality is extension of grace across differences. It's an offer to identify with outsiders and to treat them like insiders, just as God treated us. Reuben and Sonia and Baby were homeless. They were 20-something. The church got wind of it and they obtained food for them, vouchers. They got them some temporary housing. But Pastor, her name was Carol, did something more after talking with Reuben. You see, he played the bass guitar. She saw it in their van. It was just jammed with all this stuff, but there was this bass guitar laying there. And so she invited him to church in a couple of days to play with the church worship team on Sunday morning. Just invited him. She didn't know if he was a rock star wannabe, which could be very dangerous. She didn't know if he was any good. He may have not even known how to play. He may have just liked looking at it. She didn't even ask if he was a good Christian. She didn't even ask if he was a Christian. She didn't even ask the worship pastor if it was okay. And you want to know what? She simply welcomed him in Jesus' name, giving him the privilege as an insider. And he became a part of what Jesus was doing in their church. Years later, he is a constant member on the worship team, and he and his wife and kids are in that community. That's hospitality. It reflects the heart of God. And that's what it means to be. We're adopted into this relationship of Father, Son, and Spirit, and we just need to be a community known as the Stranger Presbyterian Church. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let's pray.